Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
All right, taking Tierney back here on CBS Sports Radio. Now pitching for the Yankees, number 42. We got some football coming up on Sunday, obviously. Doubleheader, CBS early action features Justin Herbert lead the Chargers, taking on the Bengals. The Eagles on the road against my Jets. Jets 0-11 all time against the Birds. Wow. Then one of the hardest hitting rivalries is back. It's renewed when the Ravens go to Pittsburgh for a battle with the Steelers. All begins noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific with the NFL Today. It's NFL doubleheader action this Sunday here on CBS. So the lockout is obviously the big story in sports. And I want to get some more info with a guy who is an information guy, and he has been for a very long time. He's with me here now, Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman, and Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. John, what's happening, buddy? How you been, man? You good?
How you doing, Brandon? Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Happy Hanukkah, happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Thank you, my man. All right. So, why will this work stoppage be different from previous ones? Open-ended. Take us wherever you want to go with that. That question.
Yeah, they're all. I mean, they're all different. I mean, I barely remember the first one. I was my first year covering the Yankees, 1990. I had to be reminded that there actually was a work stoppage, but I was in Deerfield Beach, Florida, just waiting for them to get going in Fort Lauderdale, and walking around, and I found Dave LaPointe throwing on the side, like in the park, and that was the story. But it didn't seem like it was this big a deal. It's a big deal now, entertainment dollar. It's very competitive. It's very important that baseball not miss any games. That's the one saving grace we have right now. This is December. I mean, that was my first one was in spring training. Spring training was delayed in 1990. And, people weren't as nervous then as they are now. And as it turned out, they got the players back and they didn't miss any games. Here we're December 1st. There's 4 months to go. There is no excuse. They must be able to figure this out in 4 months. And, I think that they will be able to. But, I mean, right now the issue is, the personalities. You know, Rob Manfred has been either the chief negotiator or the commissioner for over 25 years. And they had 25 years of labor peace. Now, last year, they don't count against them. He ordered them back onto the field during the pandemic, but they didn't come to an agreement. So, for the last couple of years, the union has had new leadership, and there's just, I don't want to blame it all on the union. There is some kind of a personality clash because, when Rob has been there forever, they made deals forever, and all of a sudden now they can make no deal. I'm not saying it's all the union's fault, but certainly something has changed. The dynamic has changed, and it is not working. It's not. It portended something poor last year when they could not make a deal.
Yep.
But now, at least, they've given themselves 4 months almost to figure that. I mean, they have to have a spring training, so 3 months to get the deal done, and you would hope in 3 months they can figure this out.
Well, that's exactly what I said to start the show, amongst a million other things. But, I choose to believe that they will find a way to avoid this bleeding into the actual season. I don't think the 2022 season is going to be impacted. Maybe a week or two of spring training. You're still playing hardball, whatever. But, do I think opening day is going to be in May or June? No. I think in late March or April 1st, whatever, opening day is full throttle and we have our sport. But I think one of the things that is going to really impact the game that's under the radar that, to me, is a big issue. We know there's going to be no transactions during the lockout, but the players can't use the facilities either. So, as you know, so if a player, whether it's a pitcher, whatever, coming back from Tommy John surgery, you can't even be on the grounds to work with team doctors and to accelerate the rehab. And to me, that's a very understated part of the problem, the residue of this lockout. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, MLB is trying to put pressure on the players to make a better offer, and that's part of it. It's unfortunate. Hopefully they'll find their own good doctors and their own good regimen, but, you know, that's a problem right now. There's no question about that. There's no contact at all. So, I mean, not only in the extreme example of Tommy John, I mean, other players have other issues that they'd like to get resolved, and nobody's talking to anybody except they can – The union and MLB can talk about the CBA, and hopefully they set something up soon and get started on it. But, you know, that it always seems like it takes a deadline. So, you know, I'm not sure that there's much chance of anything happening in December or January. I think we're looking at February something, and I'm hoping for February something so that we don't miss any games. Baseball is in extreme competition right now, not only with other sports.
Yep.
Just a very different thing than 1990. We were all relaxed in spring training, taking a few extra weeks before it started. I mean, it feels completely different now.
It really does, and that's another point that I made earlier. We're talking to John Heyman, Odyssey Sports and Major League Baseball Network insider here on Tiki and Tierney. Yeah, back in 1990, you know, UFC, not around. Soccer domestically, not really important. PGA Tour, very different. Just a little, you know, a little cut of society even had the money to play golf. Now, obviously, with Tiger, and not that it's fully solved, but more people. Golf is more mainstream is what I'm saying. There's more competition for the consumer's dollars. And, you know, I just...
Not only sports. I mean, look at everything else. We didn't have Netflix.
Netflix.
And Hulu and all this, everything.
I hear you.
The world has changed. The world has changed. You know, when I used to cover the Yankees in 1990, we'd run to that payphone to make a call. You know, it's a different world.
Oh, God.
By the way,
how bad were those? I was Stump Merrill territory. That was horrendous Yankee game.
Yeah,
oh,
1990,
geez.
I started with Bucky Dent was my first Yankee manager.
Bucky and then Stump, and then eventually we get Buck.
Long. Yeah, George gave him the vote of confidence at the 21 Club. I remember we all went there and gave the vote of confidence, and the veteran writers would lean over to me and say, Bucky's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, like about 50 games later, I think it was something like that. He was gone.
Oh, my God. So I want to get back to this because I know that this past season for baseball, Major League Baseball dealt with a 37-year low in attendance. Now, obviously, the economy's been distressed, and although that's been ramped up a lot more recently than maybe over the summer, COVID has obviously left a huge imprint on people's willingness to go to stadiums and sit near people, et cetera. I get all that. But it was a 33.9% drop from 2019, which obviously was a non-COVID year. Now, I know the money comes from the TV outlets. I get it. But there's still revenue to gain from parking, concessions, ticket sales. Like, how worried is baseball that there's just more empty seats than there's ever been?
Yeah, no, I would say that COVID probably accounted for all of that. We'll see. I mean, we'll see when they have a new season, but I mean, certainly there wasn't full capacity in other than Texas to start the season, right? So, I do think you put an asterisk on baseball loves asterisks. We're going to put an asterisk on the 2021 season in terms of the attendance. So, I wouldn't read too much into that.
Yeah.
You might be right. We don't know. We'll find out, hopefully, when there are games, and hopefully they will begin April 1st.
You know, I also think that's something that's really underrated here. Like the Mets went out and they got all these new players and they're spending like a big market team should spend, and Met fans are pumped up and I'm happy for them. And Stevie Cohen's been a jolt of energy and belief. It's great. Really, the Mets are doing what the Yankees used to do, which is crazy.
But, I agree 100%.
Yeah, but for the teams that have not really addressed any offseason issues like the Yankees, I mean, or maybe more specifically, John, the few teams that did, like the Mets, there's an advantage now because think about this. Let's say this thing bleeds into before spring training. If you're a free agent, Carlos Correa doesn't know where he's playing next year. He's got no spring training residence. At least the Mets, like when this lockout ends and the season starts, the Mets roster, they have their roster, most of it. The guys know where they're going, and there's continuity, and there's value in that, starting the season more smoothly than other teams who are trying to build a roster.
Yeah, I mean, the prices generally were high early, and, there will be rewards for that. You're right about that. They understand who their players are going to be. Basically, they are looking for one more hitter. I think they are looking at Chris Bryant. That might be, we'll see. I don't want to say pie in the sky. Steve Cohen is the owner. you never know what they might do, but they're looking for one more hitter and one more starting pitcher. But they're in excellent shape as things stand now. And, I mean, Steve Cohn came in there and he promised to spend, and Billy Epler said the same in his opening press conference, and they have absolutely delivered. I mean, to bring in Max Scherzer when nobody was expecting it, and Marte, who was one impact center fielder on the market. I mean,
yep.
That's underplayed now. It's been overshadowed by the fact they brought in an all-time great pitcher and now have the 1-2 punch of DeGrom with Scherzer. I mean, they've done a fantastic job. Now, I do think some of these big market teams are waiting to see what the CBT, the competitive balance tax, the threshold is going to be. I mean, the big teams like L.A., Boston, Yankees, Cubs, to a degree, you know, they've been up there by that tax, and they want to see what's going on. At least we hope that's the case with the Yankees. They did go under the tax this year. They did reset, if that's going to mean anything in the new CBA. And I do hope that the Yankees spend, because their team was not good enough.
No.
They did try for Verlander. Now, Verlander's contract with Houston is in limbo, so maybe the Yankees can try again.
Mm-hmm.
He's still technically a free agent. We'll see what happens with him in Houston and the $50 million deal that they did have with the opt-out. And, you know, the Yankees are trying for Freddie Freeman, which is kind of a shock that he's out there, but that seems to be where they're heading more than shortstop at this point. I don't see them going for one of the big shortstops. I don't think we're going to need to take up a collection for Carlos Correa. He's going to do great. He probably won't beat Seager at this point. He'll do fine probably somewhere else, not with the Yankees, but,
yeah.
You know, it's funny how the teams have switched right now.
It's crazy.
The Mets are the spender, and the Yankees are the saver.
Yeah, the Yankees are the watchers. They're just watching things. I mean, these little...
They did try for Verlander. We got to give them that. The $25 million offer is a pretty good offer for a guy coming off of Tommy John.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, yes, for most teams, that's a pretty fair offer. But the way the Yankees usually go out and get their guy over the years, it's just too short of what George used to be, which is my whole problem with Hal Steinbrenner. All right, did you really want Verlander? Because if you did, you give him the second year. You don't just give him 1 year.
Yeah.
You really want him? Go get him. He would have signed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I got to say, Hal is quite different than George. I mean, I think the employees are happier, but, you know, they won in 2009. That's a long time ago. There really hasn't been that feel of it's, you know, if we don't win the World Series, the season's a failure. That thing that they had with Steinbrenner, they can't say that anymore. Otherwise, the last, more than a decade is a failure.
Yep.
You know, he is somebody who's really looking at the bottom line. But, I mean, you know, that is, I don't want to pick on him. That's true of a lot of the second-generation guys. Look at the guy in Oakland. His father started the Gap. His father was the billionaire.
Correct.
Now he's spending nothing, right?
So, that's amazing. God.
You know, look at the Cubs. You know, his father started Ameritrade. He's the billionaire.
John, this makes no sense to me. Like, you know, I grew up middle class, maybe a tick below middle class while my dad was still a detective at that point before he opened up a business, right? I used to spend money my dad didn't have, and we didn't really have a ton. If my dad was a billionaire, I would have spent everything as a son. I don't understand. Like, I would do the exact opposite what these cheap sons are doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I can't
really
say what it is. But the sons that we've seen generally have not been huge spenders. You know, obviously, George and Hal are very different type of people.
Oh.
I mean, Hal is better liked by the employees. He doesn't fly off in a handle.
Mm-hmm.
There's more stability, but there is also less winning.
Gotcha. 10 seconds. I'm real late. Opening day, April 1st. We playing, yes or no?
Yes, we are playing.
I'm with you. John, great report. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Odyssey Sports MLB Network Insider. John Heyman, Insider Calls, presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Axe update. We'll come back at the blast. I'll give you a final score for tonight's game with the Cowboys and the Saints after Axe update right now. Here's Rich.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.